The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil As you were previously with us, dear listeners, we concluded that the school of supplication has got many features in which sublime intentions are set by the Almighty Allah. And He wants us to be educated. And one of the programs He has set for us is the program to be educated through these set of supplications, specifically to the transmitted ones. That is why we believe in naming the different objectives of the supplications. The very first one must be the fact that we find not even one case where the causation is referred to other than the Almighty Allah. We understand and we completely and explicitly feel this, that in supplications, nothing is going to take place ever without the consent of the Almighty Allah. So anything that happens by other than the Almighty Allah, we believe based on the traditions that are explicitly mentioning, they are happening with His consent. We read in the traditions and the supplications, وَخَلَقَ لَهُمُ النَّهَارُ مُبْصِرًا لِيَبْتَغُوا فِيهِ. He is the one who has created the day and made it bright for them to benefit from their Lord's favors. And then it continues, وَلِيَتَسَبَّبُوا إِلَىٰ رِزْقِهِ. To gain livelihood, to rove in His earth to get their necessary needs of their worldly life. طَلَبًا لِمَا فِيهِ نَيْلُ الْعَاجِلِ مِنْ دُنْيَاهُمْ وَدَرْكُ الْآجِلِ فِي أُخْرَهُمْ. They need to be sure of reaching to their necessities of this life and the afterlife. And whatever they need is presented in this life. Whatever they need to take from, they must take from this very world. So it is really important to recognize the absolute power, to recognize the Almighty Allah with the absolute knowledge. We have to recognize the absolute magnanimity of God. And they are evident for the infallible Imams. This kind of knowledge that we are discussing here is not the kind of common knowledge that we see around. Rather, it is their special understanding. And these people, these infallibles, when they present to us, when they hand down to us their transmitted supplication, it means that we are being actually educated by reciting them, by talking to our Lord in their method, in the ways they have recommended us to do so.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, we said that the first objective of the School of Supplications is for the supplicant to recognize that the Almighty Allah is one and He is the absolute cause. We said that the kind of recognition that we achieve from these supplications is because of what the infallible Imams have mentioned and set therein. So these infallibles are in fact manifestations of God's attributes, and there is no separation between them and these attributes. So when the infallible Imams alayhimus salam refer to themselves, they introduce themselves as God's great names. The reason is that the Imam's body in this world and his truth rests in the other world. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, وَنَحْنُ عِنْدَنَا مِنَ الْإِسْمِ الْأَعْظَمِ إِسْنَانُ وَسَبْعُونَ حَرْفًا. With us, there are 72 great names of Allah, وَحَرْفٌ وَاحِدٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And one name only is with Allah. That is to say, it is particular to Allah and no one knows it. We also have other traditions supporting this. Muawiyah ibn Ammar reports from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that Imam alayhi salam says, نَحْنُ اللَّهِ أَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. By Allah, we are the attributes of the Almighty Allah. And we also have other cases as well. Hamad ibn Uthman reports from one of the infallible Imams to have, that he has said, يَا أَبَا الصَّبَاحِ نَحْنُ اللَّهِ النَّاسُ الْمَحْسُودُونَ. By Allah, we are the very ones who are envied by the people. What does this mean, dear listeners? This shows that the infallible Imams are so close to God, they are the closest ones to God. That is to say, they are in a world higher than this one. That is why we have seen the cases in which Imams say, or Imam Ali alayhi salam, for example, says, لَوْ كُشِفَ لِيَ الْغِطَاءَ مَزْدَدْتُ يَقِينًا عَلَى يَقِينِي. If the curtains of the truth are drawn apart, my conviction, my certainty will never change. I am in the highest level possible. I am the closest to the Almighty Allah possible. I am the closest to God, so I am higher than this world. That is why نَحْنُ وَاللَّهِ النَّاسُ الْمَحْسُودُونَ. Sometimes they are envied by the people. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.